don't need to go on your knees. You can pray standing, you can pray lying on bed, you can pray walking, you can pray any way you want to. But you need to get this habit, did I say this habit? You need to get a habit of praying. Pray. Let's go to the Bible first. In the same chapter, the servant, when he needs to find the right person for Isaac, what does he do? He said, then he prayed, Lord God of my master Abraham, make me successful today. Show kindness to my master Abraham. He needs to find the perfect girl for Isaac. And what does he do? First go on to prayer. Amen? Let's go to the next principle. Let's go further. The seventh principle. Dating, engagement, and marriage are serious matters in life. Ask God to confirm them. With the most important things in life, I found out that God always will do a miracle. But the most important things in life, God done a miracle. And you're only going to choose to marry someone once. Because the whole point of marriage with God is you're only going to get married once. So that's really important. You may not make the wrong decision. You might make the right one. So if you want to get married, you can ask a sign from God. Ain't that cool? That's cool. You can say, God, I want to get married. I want to see a thunder right now, God. God will do it. I'm not joking, people. For the great important moments in your life, God really does do miracles. I found that out. I found that out that God will confirm. But he will confirm with something that really will make you believe that this is the right choice. And for every one of us, it's different. For some people, the thunder from heaven will be a confirmation. For other people will say, yeah, but that just could be dumb luck. All right? It's what makes you give peace that you really said, God spoke to me. God confirmed it to me. Whether yes or whether no, it doesn't matter. Because God wants to protect us. If God is behind it, he will make confirm. He will keep peace in our heart with a no. If it is true, he will confirm and he will give peace in our heart with a yes. And you may ask miracles. You may ask the supernatural. Amen? Don't be afraid. Use that power. Eh? You get this power that God has given to you at important moments. And I've also seen that, not only with marriage, but also with people who are struggling to know, God, if you are really out there, show to me. Man, I know so many miracles that God at that moment does the supernatural to confirm to people that he's real. So if someone here doubting if God exists, you can say to God, God, reveal to me with a miracle. God will do it. Also, if you want to go to the mission field, there's some big important stuff. If you're down, if you're called to go to the mission field, you can say, God, show it to me, and God will do a miracle. I know that. The most important choices in our life, God doesn't want us to make mistakes. He will really talk to us and even do signs and wonders. Let's go further. The serpent, when he was going to find the right woman, he asked it to God. He said, God, I need to find the right woman for Isaac. Give me a miracle. I'm here at the well. At the well, I need to give water to my camels and to all my servants. That's a lot of work. No one knows me in this city. The first girl that comes and will do that for me and all my servants and the camels, that girl must be crazy because no girl will do that. But you are going to do the miracle. You know the right one. You will touch her heart and she will give water to me. Give water to all my servants and water to all my camels. I know that's the girl for Isaac. Impossible. Never will that ever happen. Yeah. Who's going to do that? No culture on planet Earth. A girl's going to do that. But God did the miracle. God touched the heart of Rebecca. So you want to find the right one, God will do miracles. Amen? I'm not going to ask to God, God, I'm going to open my window and let the right guy fly through the window. All right? That will not work. But let's go to the next one. So miracle happens for those who believe. Let's go to the next image. Eighth principle, and that's really true. You will have your victory. You need to believe it. How many of you are Christians? What does the Bible say? How do you please God? Faith. What does faith mean? Trust. So you must say, I believe and I know that God had the right person for me. In the right moment, I will find this person. But you must not think like a person, I don't know, there's no one for me, God forgot about me. That doesn't work, people. God has not forgotten about you. God knows how much you are waiting, how much you need the right person in your life. But the right moment, God's going to give victory for you. You need to be in peace. Yeah? Be just like Jesus in the boat. Everywhere there's storm around you. And I know, I will say this especially for the girls. I know when all your girlfriends already getting dating, getting married, getting engaged, and you're still alone, there's hell going out there. And you there in boat, I'm still alone! I'm still alone! Look at the storm around me! There's no storm, everyone's happy, but in your mind, it's not happy. Be like Jesus in the boat. Amen? Be like Jesus in the boat. Okay? This was especially for the girls. You have a victory. Believe you have a victory. Amen? Let's go to the next. This is the right guy for you, girls. Yeah, look, your prince, the right guy. Guys, you want to know who's your right girl? Next image. This is the right girl for you guys. This is what God has prepared. Next image. Happy marriage. Now, people, God really has your dream prince for you, all right? It doesn't matter. It will be your dream prince and dream princess. Amen? I think that was the first talk. Here are all the principles, all the 8 principles. Let's just go very fast. First, know yourself by knowing God. Believe and trust God what He says about you. Dating only with the intention of marriage and never for carnal desires. No unequal joke. Never date a non-Christian. Know your calling in life and find someone that matches calling. Pray as God. Dating, engagement, and marriage are serious matters. Ask God to confirm them. You will have your victory, the perfect date. Amen? And any one of you have a question about this? Questions? No questions? Very clear?
What about
so she had a calling by Paul in the book. We know that Paul even says this. It's better for the ministry to be single. And I think that's true because in some ways I'm in the ministry, but my first responsibility is to be a priest of my household. Many times people in ministry have confused that. They put ministry in the first place. And I never believed it. I don't know what the fish of Kent, but I think that Kent and me are the same way and the same page, I believe. That if you put you always put family first and then ministry. But many times in the Christian church we have done it opposite. And what happens, and that we have seen, we see supposedly this great man of God, but the wife is totally away from God, and the children are far in the world doing something else, what God forbid. And that happened with most people that will put ministry in the first place and above marriage, above their, let's say, being high priest of their marriage. But if you can put all your resources into the ministry, don't be worrying about your family, you can do so much more. And I think that's true. So that's what Paul said. If you have the power and the ability, you have this calling to be alone, you can do more. But most people cannot carry that load. I definitely can. And most people cannot do that load. So most of us need to have someone beside us. But if you can go all the way alone, and God gave you this special ability, and that's to few people, then Paul says it's better not to get married. It's better to give your full attention to the ministry. But that's only for few people. The sad thing is that girls are better in that than the boys. I found that out. Boys are really weak. Boys need a girl right beside them. They need a stronger person to help them. All right? We need that. And a lot of girls can do that alone. And I will show you that why. Because to the mission fields, that's the most difficult and most hard to go in the world. The most difficult places to do mission, you will find no men. You will find them women doing work. All over the world. So the most hardest place are the girls that go. Because they are strongest. Amen? Amen? That's not enough, man. Yeah, we will pray about it. But then I found out, but I talked with people about directors of mission schools. We found out that. We have seen it. Because they can carry, let's say, they can suffer more. All right? Other question? No? Everything okay? We are still out there? Everybody alive? Can I see a wave? All right, you're a fantastic public. Let's go to the next study. How about now going to do about sexuality, love and sex? Whoa! Let's go to the next image. It's getting too hot in the inside here. Next image, please. All right? I told you this morning already, Genesis 1, saying that God created man and female in the image and likeness of God. Amen? Let's go. Further on. Also, God says, when he created Eve from the rib of Adam, that Adam says, this is flesh of my flesh, but was taken out of me. And then God says, that's why the man will leave his father and mother to be united with his wife, and they will become one flesh. Let's go to the next. So there's this big mystery, what I already talked in the morning about, that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit are three persons. God the Father is not God the Son. God the Son is not God the Holy Spirit. God the Holy Spirit is not God the Father. But in the same time, they are all God in the same person. So it's a big mystery. Three that are one, and one that is three. But in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, it says that the human being is body, spirit, and soul. So we are one person, but we are a body, we are a spirit, and we are a soul. So that's also another mystery, that we are in the likeness of God. Let's go to the next. So God says, I will create men and women in my image, in my likeness. Let's go to the next. I don't want to waste too much time. So God created there in love and unity to be one. Together to be one. But to be one, we really must be one on all levels. Let's go to the next. God says also that we must be fruitful. That we must have a family. That is said before there was sin. Alright? This is an order of God before there was sin. So sexuality is not no sin. Amen? Okay, let's go to the next. That's why a man leaves his father and mother, they are united, and they become one flesh. But I must say, we must become one on all levels. I want to go further up, faster. So, what is love? Spirit, soul, and body. That's what a human being is. Human being is spirit, soul, and body. The man is spirit, soul, and body, and a woman is also spirit, soul, and body. Many times, people think that men is only body, that men are only body because they only think about physical stuff, and boys think that girls are only soul because they're only emotional, but we'll talk about that later. But women has a soul, has a body, and has a spirit. And a man has a soul, spirit, and body. Amen? Let's go to the next image. So what is it with sex? What happens with sex? Oh. With love. Kaboom. All right. What happens? People, with sexual activity, not only two bodies become one. Not only two bodies. Two spirits become one spirit. And two souls become one soul. That's the big mystery what happened with sex. With sex, the whole person becomes one with the whole of another person. On all levels, you become one. And if you really love each other, you're saying to the other person, I love you, your whole body. I think your whole body is beautiful. I love your whole soul. Your whole soul excites me, makes me happy to know who you are. And your whole spirit makes me happy who you are. All your thinking, all your emotions, all your dreams, All that excite me. And I confirm that to you in a sexual activity in marriage when you love each other. You confirm who the other is in his whole being. And the other person confirms you who you are in your whole being. And that gives totally satisfaction. Totally happiness. That's why sex in a Christian marriage is the crown upon the marriage. Because it's the act that you confirm who the other one is totally. But when it's done wrong, let's go to the next. Oh, this is the confirmation that you're totally happy. Hey, totally happy, totally confirmed. Let's go to the next. But what happened? You like the images. You're making love about it. So sex without love. What happens normally in the world? Normally in the world happens like this. I'm this guy, the Brazilian guy with a big car key, with all my fancy clothes, and I go to the disco and I dance, and whoa man, I see there a girl and I like this girl. And she's really hot. There's something that I really like about her. Let's say, I'm not going to say, there's one thing in her body that I say, I cannot keep my eyes on that. And I go, all right? And I do my charms, and I trick her. And she looks at me, and she sees something about me that she thinks, I think that's interesting too. All right? Maybe it's the car key. Maybe it's my clothes. Maybe it's my smell, my perfume. I don't know. There's something that she thinks. That about you is awesome. So we date. We go to a motel. We have there our intercourse. What happens in the next morning? You know, you got this really great asset to your body that I really like. But the rest of you, if I think about it, then you open your mouth, you're talking, we're not so intoxicated with the drinks anymore. Your soul and what you want to do in life, your dreams, don't talk about it, it brings me headache. You know what? That one asset don't compensate the rest. So, goodbye! Look, and she looks to me, and you think you're smart, eh? Let's look at you. The only thing you got is that big, fancy, false car key. Clothes that you need to pay off in 10 times. And she makes the whole list. The only thing that you are nice, you have that big, poopy face smell, like a little doggy. Ooh, that was the only nice thing you had. For the rest, nothing. Goodbye, brother. Goes away. You know what this happens to you? This is a nuke bomb. You know what a nuke bomb is? Totally devastation. Because now you have given yourself to somebody else. It's the biggest present you can give. You gave yourself for sexual intercourse to someone else. It's the biggest present you can give. And the person opened this present. And he valued it. And he said, the only thing that I like is this. And the rest, your stick. And you know what that is? That destroys your soul. That destroys your body. That destroys yourself totally from the inside. And I'm not telling a lie. I have been pestering with guys that they had the money or they didn't even have the money. But they went out with all the girls that they could buy or get, let's say, with dating or even paying for it. And from all those sexual intercourse they had, you know, the only thing that they end up with, that they say, I'm empty from the inside. I don't have a soul anymore. I'm totally ruined. On the inside. Because it's one nuke bomb after the other nuke bomb. That the person will value you and will say afterwards, you're not good enough. You're not good enough. You're not good enough. You're not good enough. That's the only thing what you receive. And after every time that happened to you, you become more emptier from the inside. You become more emptier from the inside. And there's no satisfaction. There's only sadness. That's why God is telling to us, with a sexual intercourse, you become one. You need to become one with somebody else who will confirm you on all levels. Will confirm you that you are pretty, that you are beautiful. Confirm you that you got a soul, that you got personality, that you got emotions, that you got dreams, that you got a mind. That person say, it's fascinating. I like it. I want to know more. I'm confirming who you are. Only then you will be satisfied. Only then sex will have a meaning, will have value. Outside of that, sex has no value. Sex is a destroying newborn. And that's why the devil is focusing so much on sex and so much focusing on you to do sex, because he knows when you do that, you're destroying yourself. And he has only one purpose. Satan came to the world to rob, to destroy, and to kill. And the fastest way to kill you from the inside is to you be sexual, fornicating yourself. You will be destroyed faster than you can imagine. Amen? Let's go to the next image. So, totally devastation for things. Then he knows. Here's the Bible verse that Paul also said. Do you not know that he who unites himself with a prostitute is one with her body? For it says the two will become one. So Paul says, with every sexual intercourse, you become one totally with somebody else. Even it's only with someone that I'm paying money to have sex with. It's not only your body is going to become one. Your totally being is going to become one. That's what Paul's saying. Let's go to the next. Let's go to this image. We got this beautiful, handsome guy. I forgot his name. Hey, y'all know him. With Nicole Kidman, is that right? They love each other, they get married, bang, bang. And what happens? At that moment, when they love each other, they get married. Tom Cruise is now 50% Tom Cruise and 50% Nicole Kidman. And Nicole Kidman is now 50% Tom Cruise and 50% herself. And if you're going to the rest of your life together, they will be perfect. But what happened in life? I don't know if this really happened with Tom Cruise, but let's go further on. Let's say that Tom Cruise says, I don't want to be with Nicole Kidman anymore. I'm going now with, is this Jennifer Lopez? I go to Jennifer Lopez. What happens now? He cannot more give 50% of himself. He's only 50%. So what can he give now? He only can give 25%. And he received 25 from Jennifer Lopez. But then he said, I don't want to be with Jennifer Lopez anymore. I will go to Jennifer Aniston. Whoa! That will be nice. But now he's only 25%. How much can he give to Jennifer of himself? 12.5 he can give. And we received 12.5 back of Jennifer Aniston. Now he said, I don't like Jennifer Aniston anymore. Now I go to, I forgot her name. Jennifer Love Pivot. All right, the beautiful girl up there. But now it's only 12.5%. How much can he give? 6.5. And we see 6.5. And now saying, in the end of the road, I will go to Angelique Jolie. Is that the right name? He only now can give 6.5%. So he only can give 3 from his 6.5. And what happened with Tom Cruise? Tom Cruise became totally empty of himself. How much is Tom Cruise himself? 3%. And with every person who have sexual intercourse with other persons, they go on, will go on. Those persons become empty of themselves. They're losing themselves. They become hollow, shallow. How do you say? Empty. And they don't give nothing anymore. This is sad, people. This is sad. And this is a sad reality of our modern world. Because in the modern world, in average, people have 9 different partners that they had sex with in their lives. That's in average. Some people, only one. I know I only have 1 in my whole life. I've been, how you say, without a virgin into marriage. And I'm still married. And I know the only one person I only have sexual intercourse is my wife. All right? That means that I'm not 9. There's somebody else who's making 18 to become 9. That's the truth. So we are in a world that a lot of people are doing too much self-destruction. Because this is the path of self-destruction. God don't want his children to go into this path. The will of God is for you not to go into this path. And you can imagine if you are married and you break the vow and you go with somebody else, you got now polluted. And that's a really put a big strain, put a big pressure, put a big problem into the marriage. So, if you are married, you need to stay faithful. Because you don't want to bring an atomic bomb into your marriage. And if you are single, you don't want to bring an atomic bomb into your life. Sex is the biggest present that God has gave to the married couple. Because if you do it right, it's totally confirmation of who you are. It's the biggest blessing, it's the biggest joy that God has given for us and for us to use. God doesn't say, don't use it. God doesn't also say, only use it once in a month, only use it once in a year. No, God says, love each other. Yeah? So this is the big presence of God. But if we don't follow the principles of God, it will be a big curse for our life. And that's what Satan knows. And I will tell you something. Let's go to the next image if there is something more. Sex can be giving satisfaction or it doesn't give satisfaction. That's what I already talked next. I think it's already ready with these images. Okay, I will tell you something. It's not on the images anymore. Why God wants you only to have sexual intercourse in marriage and not when you are dating. Maybe you think, this is my perfect day. This is the perfect person. I want to marry with this person, but I only will marry over 1 year. So, we will become one. I already choose for him. I know I choose for him. So let's already do sexual intercourse. Because we will get married anyway. How many of you have ever thought that? No one raised his hand. Everyone's here. But I know that crossed the mind of everyone who's dated. That crossed your mind. That idea came up. Don't ever do that idea. Why not? Why God says wait until marriage? Number one is the will of God. God is God. God is in supreme command. It is His will. But the will of God always has a purpose. And what is the purpose of the will of God that He says, don't do it? I will tell you several reasons, starting with one. There's also always one partner who wants more than the other. So one partner will try to seduce, try to manipulate, try to convince the other to have the sexual act before marriage. And then it happens. What will happen? Will happen the following. The partner that was seduced will always give the blame to the other one. Maybe will not say it, but will always say, I did something that I was not supposed to do, I didn't like, and I'm not blaming you. But will not say it. But with everything, there will be that blame in there. And always the finger. The finger there. And that finger there doesn't help marriage, doesn't help relationship, doesn't help trust. Why did the finger there, the blame came there? Because you did something that God said to you, don't do it. Now you brought the finger into your marriage. The finger, the person will say, I'm blaming you. I'm blaming you. There's something else. Not only now the person is blaming, the person doesn't trust the other anymore. Now, I can say to my wife, I'm going to go a week to this retreat with the church there. I'm going to be there a week. If I would have seduced my wife before marriage to have sex with me, she will say, you're going there. You're going to be there a week alone. There will be sisters there, there will be people there, and I know who you are. You are a guy, when I was dressed up pretty, you got totally like a little horse. You remember the day that I was pretty, you became a little horse, you would jump upon me, and I said, yes. Yeah, that's the truth. All right? You're a little horse. You cannot hold your emotions. Why should I let you go weak alone there? So people say, I don't know why you must go there. Why not? I don't think you are supposed to go there. Yeah, but I want to go. It's important. No, I don't want you to go. You see, you got a fight. Why is the fight there? Because there's no trust. Because she knew when it really gets hot, Richard has no control. You want to have this in your marriage? You don't want to have this in your marriage. You want to have the other person to know that when you go faithful into marriage without intercourse, your partner will know from each other. I'm the biggest temptation that was alive. Because he likes me, my body, he likes my soul, he likes my spirit, he likes me who I am. So I'm the biggest temptation. And for the biggest temptation, for the whole time that we were dating and that we were engaged, he could control himself. I know your self-discipline. So I know when there will come another temptation by it will be easy for him to say no, because I've seen the proof.